This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Welcome back, Nation. About halfway through the show, we go all the way till 7 o'clock tonight. Rangers off. They'll be back in action tomorrow in Colorado. We're talking about that Lucas story coming up at 4:40 and what Markieff Morris had to say about it. But in the meantime, it's time now for Woolchuck's Top 10 segments, brought to you by Soda, that's state of the art. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Now, here he is, the Woolly Bully, Zach with an H. Top 10.
Thank you very much. We did get this in here on your home of the World Series champion Texas Rangers. Rangers announced that the club has placed reliever Josh Spores on the 15-day IL with a right rotator cuff strain. Team will make a move to add a player on the active roster tomorrow before the series opener against the Rockies. I saw Evan Grant say he expects that to be Grant Anderson. But this freaking injury bug just won't go away for a Rangers.
I'll tell you what,
it's depleting.
I give Jarrett Sandler a lot of credit for when Spores came in. I was listening to the game on the radio, and like the third pitch, he said, velocity's not there. Something's wrong.
Yeah.
And I think they got about eight pitches in.
He called it.
And he said, man, this is something going on here. And, you know, you hope because of the shoulder problem that he was dealing with earlier in the year wasn't something that kind of was coming back. But I give Jared a lot of credit because he noticed the velocity was just not right. Right off the jump. Mm-hmm.
It's tough. I've been excited for Spores this year, you know, even though he hasn't been great in the regular season. I was hoping he could use last postseason as a springboard to a really good year. But you're right, man. This injury bug with this Rangers just team is tough. Stuff. I mean, it's unbelievable. They've won 5 of 6 through all of this adversity. A tough schedule to get underway. First place in the division. Imagine when things actually start going their way again.
Man, yeah. Hopefully they get all the reinforcements back, and you know, this second half of the season we're singing another tune. Well, this is tough.
You know, it's funny. They're playing team. When you play the game, win-loss, looking at the schedule, you know, you kind of got through that stretch where they were in Kansas City and then they were going to go to Oakland, and you're kind of feeling like, wow, they're just going to mop up with these. But both those teams are playing well now. Now, hopefully in Colorado, you don't mess around and lose 2-3 to them. You know, you need to find a way to sweep these guys before you come back. It gets a little bit more difficult with the Guardians coming in to start the homestand, and then you know, the Angels aren't playing very well right now, but there was a time when you're thinking, man, they can make some hay with these teams they're playing, but Kansas City's playing great ball, and Oakland's a lot better than we all thought they were going
to
be.
Yeah, I mean, it was nice to take 3 or 4 against the A's, but you're right. I mean, they got to get a sweep here against the
Rockies.
Yeah,
you can't mess around, especially, like I say, with the Guardians coming in.
No doubt.
It's not going to be easy.
All right, happy National Teacher Appreciation Day. That was a couple of days ago, and we were out for Rangers baseball. So I saw a list on Yard Barker. They have the top 10 best and worst fictional teachers, 877-881-1053. 214, I want to shout out my girlfriend, second grade teacher at Uplift Hampton. 972, Mr. Feeney, best TV teacher of our generation.
What show was that?
Hard to argue that. Boy Meets World.
Okay.
Feeney. Feeney. 972, Miss Frizzle, Mr. Feeney, Chubbs would be theirs. And Miss Frizzle, of course, also a fantastic one there. And Chubbs, I think that's a classic. We have Best fictional teacher, Miss Frizzle Magic School Bus. Shout out to my wife, Tori, Algebra 1 teacher in Frisco ISD, Mr. Feeney, goat of fiction teachers. A lot of love for Frizzle, teacher from Billy Madison. Big shout out to Miss Ellis in her Tommy Hilfiger jeans on Fridays back in 2003 for the 817. Shout out to you, ma'am. You were rocking it. Lucius, where are we going?
I got too many, bro. I got too many.
Dude, there's a lot. Like, I'm going through this list. I'm like, holy crap, this is huge.
Yeah, I was doing my little brainstorming.
That's weed.
And I came up with some.
So many good ones.
Sherman Klump, Professor Klump.
Yes.
Eddie Murphy.
Yes.
Underrated. Sister Mary Clarence. Who is that? Whoopi Goldberg on Sister Act.
Yep.
Steve Hightower. The Steve Harvey Show, Mr. Hightower.
Okay.
Joe Clark, Lean on Me. Smoke crack, don't you, Sam? Well, jump. Then all the teachers on Abbott Elementary.
Oh, nice. Abbott Elementary's a great show.
I can keep going, but that's for you now.
That's good. You guys have anything?
Back to you.
Thank you.
I'm going to go with my personal favorite, Walter White.
Walter White's a great one.
That's a good one. I go all the way back to the 70s with Welcome Back, Carter. Gabe, yeah.
Hey, Mr. Carter,
yeah. Way back.
That's good.
So, yeah, that was an old.
Carter just got texted in.
Did it?
Yeah.
Gabe Carter?
Cameron Diaz and Bad Teacher. Yeah, there you go.
Does Mr. Miyagi count?
Yes, Mr. Miyagi counts. So, here's some of the honorable mentions. We've got Yoda from the Star Wars franchise. Yeah. Mr. Woodcock, hilarious movie.
Mm.
Billy Bob Thornton.
Billy Bob is so good, bro.
I just saw this one.
A degenerate.
Mr. Hand from Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Mr. Hand will be making the top 10, no doubt.
Okay.
Brian, can you help us here with Mr. Freddie Shoop in Summer School? Did you ever see that?
Make me want to shoop.
No, I did not see that one.
Well, it looks like he's got himself quite the lady here.
Oh, does he?
Dolores Umbridge from the Harry Potter franchise. Mr. Miyagi.
I take Umbridge with that.
Karate Kid, yeah, bleep off Umbridge. How about, and we did get this text in, but Matilda's teacher, Agatha Trunchbull.
Pretty cool. How about Jack Black in the School of Rock?
Dude, School of Rock was really good, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Funny little guy.
Principal Skinner,
that's a good one. Mr. Gabe Cotter, Welcome Back, Cotter.
There I go. Yeah, that was from the 70s, man. Lucius, you saw that show?
Hell yeah, what? Yeah,
okay.
Vinny Barbarino. Stars on that show,
there were a lot of stars on that show, yeah.
Miss Veronica, Billy Madison's teacher. Does Mr. Rogers count? He did teach us a lot. Mr. Rogers.
He talked to a trolley.
I like Mr. Rogers. I grew up.
Took off his clothes first.
He did.
Come on,
he wanted to feel comfortable.
Yeah. Hey, down, kids.
Hey, kids. Now that you bring that up.
Yeah, don't mind me taking off my shoes here.
Something weird about that. Number 10 is Mr. Jim McAllister from Election. Can't say I'm familiar with this word.
I haven't heard of him.
Matthew Broderick. Number 9 is Sherman Klump, Nutty Professor. So good.
Yeah.
8 is Edna Krabappel, The Simpsons.
Crabapple?
Is it Crabapple?
I think it is
Crabapple. Why did I say Krabappel?
Krabapple?
There were so many like A's and P's in here. I'm like, what the hell is going on? Yeah, Crabapple.
Krabapple.
Krabapple?
Krabapple? Ishkabubbles?
I think it's Krabapple.
How about does anybody know the name of the Charlie Brown teacher?
That's number 2 on here, I think.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Does she have a name?
Charlie Brown's teacher from the Peanuts franchise. I don't know. I don't think she does, because it just says Charlie Brown teacher.
There's a pretty cool show on Netflix called Big Shot about a girls' high school basketball team coached by Marvin Korn, who got like fired from major D1 hoop and moved to coach girls' basketball, where he learns life lessons as much as he imparts them. And it's pretty cool.
It's a coming-of-age story.
Yeah, for him, like 50. Yeah.
Finally got his life together.
It's the Full House guy. What's his name?
Dave? That guy?
No, the uncle. No, maybe not. It wasn't the uncle. It was the dad. The good-looking dad who had the wife. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. That guy never ages either. Shout out to his doctor.
There you know
he's got a potty
about.
Mouth,
yeah,
right?
John Stamos.
Yeah, Stamos.
Oh, John Stamos.
No, not Saget. Saget's out.
Okay, so that was a sexy uncle.
Saget's out of there, bro?
He is.
He's with God. You need to be respectful. He's out of there.
Oh, my gosh, you're right.
That was totally flippant.
He's out of there.
I
think about his death all the time, though. It was a mystery.
When you get out of the shower? Like when you take a step? Like, did he take a spill?
He hit his head on something.
Yeah, he took a spill.
And then went to sleep.
I think it was with the back of the trunk of the car, they think it was. Maybe
I thought he was in a shower. I thought it was a shower slippage.
Well, he was in a hotel room when he died, so they didn't know what he hit, but they thought maybe the car or the
There's
headboard.
A lot of theories,
Was there suspecting a foul play?
No.
At first, but no.
Man, Bob.
Yeah, at first for like two minutes, but no.
Man, his episodes of Entourage, those were all
everything he does, bro.
Goodness God. Yeah, that guy was a legend. We got John Keating, Dead Poets Society, number 7.
That's what I was saying. I was going to ask you about good. That.
972 does want to give some love to some of the best fictional teachers, Lisa Ann, Sarah J, Nikki Benz. Just giving some love there. We also have number...
Sarah J looks rough in the face. You hear me?
Yeah, a little bit.
That's why he has.
Like an old third base coach in the face.
Got a catcher's mitt face.
Elizabeth Halsey, which was Cameron Diaz's character in Bad Teachers, number 6. 5 is Mr. Hand, Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Mr. Hand was a good dude.
Mr. Hand was great.
Mr. Hand.
Number 4 is Mr. Garrison, South Park.
Oh, how about Mr. Hat?
Mr. Haps.
Dude, Chris.
Man, Chris.
Dude. God, I haven't watched that show regularly in like 20 years, but I still know it.
It's still so fantastic. Yeah. Like I think I've missed the last 2 seasons that have come out, but sometimes I'll just put it on. Like, it's great to just have on in the background. Those episodes, some of them are so great. They've probably had to, some have probably been deleted, I'm sure.
Yeah.
From like back in the day.
I mean, it's been going on for 30 years.
Dude, it's like, incredible.
Would people get the references? I don't think so. Maybe not a lot of them from the shows in the early 2000s.
3 is Dewey Finn, School of Rock.
Yeah, Dewey.
2, Charlie Brown's teacher from the Peanuts franchise.
We've never seen
the inaudible teacher. Like, I don't know who this is. But number 1 is indeed Mr. Feeney, George Feeney. Boy Meets World. And I grew up with George Feeney, so I'm not going to argue with that. But, gosh, I do think you can make a case for Mr. Garrison. Like, the more that I think. And Mr. Garrison plays a bunch of different characters. I think he was Trump in there. I think he was their version of Trump.
Oh, it was so good. Was
so good.
Yeah.
He's
on the newest ones?
Yeah.
Newest seasons? Yeah, I watched
those. God, he's freaking funny. I love it. Shout out to South Park, the legend that keeps on giving. Indeed. Oh, Robin Williams, Good Will Hunting. That's a good one as well.
Yep.
Right on, dude. Well, thank you. There it is. Woolchuck's Top 10 every afternoon, 420 here in the G-Bag Nation. Can you believe what they're saying about Luka? At least one of his teammates has his back. The backstory on that coming up next right here in the Nation.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.